This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We got the finest coming up at the top of the hour. LA Live under an hour from now, as that will be part of our expressway presented by the on-time experts. No Rangers baseball today. So you got the G-Bag Nation going a full 5 here, okay? And then we'll have the fan after dark. Tomorrow night, Rangers back in action right here. It'll be a 6:30 pregame. They're back home against the Halos. Big thank you to Chris Young for joining us. About to get into our top 10. I did tease for NFL News of the Day, Michael Strahan, talking about the tush push. I will pay off on that tease here, but 877-881-1053, as it's time for the Wole Bole Top 10. Who is your most disliked college football player of all time? And a lot of these are going to end up being probably either quarterbacks, and they're probably good players, and that's why you don't like them, because they were so darn good, you just couldn't stand them. Maybe it was a punchable face. Shout out to you, Spencer Rattler. I don't know. Whatever it might be. 877-881-1053, most disliked college football players of all time. But the tush-push conversation in the NFL, that's really, over the last month, ramped up. Are we going to end up getting it banned? Are they going to tweak the language of it? I don't know. Michael Strahan jumped on with Carmelo Anthony, and they were talking on the pod about how Michael Strahan would stop the tush push.
The tush push, I'm like, if everybody could do it as effectively, they wouldn't be trying to ban it.
That's a fact.
Prime Mike,
are you saying, yo, we should try this?
Yeah, because I'm like, we can't stop it. Y'all got to figure out a way that we can do it.
How would y'all stop that?
Are you jumping over the line?
The way I would try to stop it would probably get a fine.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to tell one of them dudes, hey, yo, when they hike it, just put your helmet right on that quarterback head. I don't care what you got to do. Just send a message. I was watching that Redeem team.
Yeah.
Kobe was like, I'm going to run through Powell's chest. And he sent a message. If you get a fine, cool, we'll take care of that for you. But if we're going to send a message, you're going to do that tush push, this might come back at you.
That's why I'm glad you out the game.
What did I say that warranted that?
It was very inspiring what you said. And it was also some scary when you really think about it. The way that they were so aggressive and physical back then. They wouldn't even be able to play today. They was trained to kill. They looked at the 80s and the 70s where it was no rules, and the 60s where they had no teeth playing football.
They had the leather durag.
That physicality on today's line in the trenches.
It is wild. Shout out to 7 p.m. in Brooklyn for that audio. But gosh, I mean, that is the old school approach. Michael Strahan, I'd love to see him just line up for one play, try and stop that tush push right there. But it is true. I mean, you go back, you look at 70s football, like the Raiders used to be doing out there. I mean, it was a different time compared to what we're seeing today.
Oh, they had a guy like Lyle Alzado or Ted Hendricks or all those guys. Yeah, they had some defensive linemen that would have
craziness.
Yeah, they would have jumped off sides or
Jack Youngblood's out there playing with a broken leg. Yeah, just a different time. Different time.
They actually bit the kneecaps off instead of just talking about it.
Hey, I'm Ronnie Lott. Cut my finger off, please. I'm good. Put me back in, coach.
I think it was from this weekend I saw a quarterback in the UFL just get absolutely obliterated. It was like one of those
Eric Hippel-like?
His helmet didn't go flying, but like I think he was like out cold.
Was that in the game where the coach was like, why is this player in? Who put him in?
I couldn't tell you the teams. I don't believe it was our beloved Renegades. AKA the Gades. Don't believe it was the Gades.
Did the Gades win this weekend?
We could probably get
no, I don't know no, if they did.
The Gades took their first L of the season.
Carter's shaking his head. No. Yeah.
Carter is our UFL expert. He does love his Dallas Renegades. Okay, let's slide into the top 10. 877-881-1053. Most disliked college football players of all time. 214, love the dude now, but Baker at OU. And I'm with you. I couldn't stand Baker at OU
number 10.
Either.
Yeah.
He was very annoying to watch.
Yeah, if you were anti-Sooner, I think so much of it goes back to how much you just hate the program. And then when you get a loud personality who's also good, like that's what I imagine this list is.
It's going to be, they're all good. Well,
they're all really good players, and every other program would love to have them, but you hate those programs, you know, that's your rival or whatever. So
Oklahoma is likely to have a couple guys in this list.
Oh, yeah. OU's going to have some.
Brian Bosworth,
that's my guy.
During my time,
the Boz.
He was so good. But so hateable is really what he was. And I mean, he was, like I said, I was playing football the same time he was. And we never played Oklahoma when I was at LSU. But you knew watching them play on a weekly basis, you're like, God dang, that's a good team. But yeah, he was out there. He was brash. He was a talker. I mean, all this. But he backed it up.
Yeah.
I mean, the way he played, he backed it up.
Love to play with him. But, yeah, that's a pain to play against. And that definitely was a very popular answer.
Johnny Manziel on this list?
Manziel will be represented. We got Adrian Peterson coming from a Texas fan from the 817.
Tim Tebow.
On the counter of being a Texas fan, I used to hate seeing CeeDee Lamb with OU as well, 972. Yeah, Tebow's getting texted in a bunch. Yeah. RG3. Boz, as we've mentioned. Lucia, did you have any that you wanted to throw out there that you were like, I really just didn't like this guy?
For a moment there, I think half of Texas hated Joe Mixon for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair.
You know, check the video.
Yeah, check the video.
check the stats.
Honorable mention, we got Jameis.
So loud, too.
Jameis just on the outside looking in.
Yeah. Yeah, with the... I mean, we've learned and come to understand just how incredible Jameis is. But back then, the immaturity was a little bit through the roof. The crab leg stuff got blown way out of proportion.
Yeah.
But the standing up on the table, yelling out obscenities was, you know,
He had some look at me moments.
Sure. But it is actually fun to do this and then see where are they now and how much we like them now.
I know.
I think a lot of people like Baker Mayfield now.
Baker.
A lot of people love Jameis Winston.
Right. And I hated Baker in college. Now I'm like, I kind of love Baker. He's turned very likable to me.
Did you guys kind of grew up?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With A.J. McCarron.
Oh, yeah.
Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
And Brett Musburger salivating over his girlfriend.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, we all young boys like, in Alabama pick up a football.
Yeah,
look at her. Oh, geez.
We're all kind of like, how does this guy? What?
Yeah,
how does he? In a way, we all kind of hated A.J. McCarron.
And A.J. McCarron, I mean, that talk about the UFL. I mean, this is a guy that's still playing, I think. Doesn't he play for the St. Louis Battlehawks, or he did?
Oh, my gosh.
As recently as last year?
That's crazy to fathom if McCarron's still getting paid.
McCarron's still be getting it done, man. Number 11 is Jimmy Clausen.
Oh, man. Mel Kiper did not put a vote
in
for Jimmy.
Is that Notre Dame, Tennessee, Jimmy Clausen?
Man.
Yeah, that's Notre Dame,
for sure. He rented a white stretch limousine to drive him to the College Football Hall of Fame to make an announcement as to where he would attend college.
Wow.
How crazy. I mean, this guy.
That's awesome. That's,
look at me if you've ever seen it.
Oof.
I think Josh Rosen was another guy because he was doing the
hot tub.
He had the hot tub in the dorm room or whatever. That was a funny one.
Trayvon Boykin.
Oh, TCU.
Yeah, it seemed like every other week he was getting in trouble for something.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Does Art Briles count from the 817? It's players, but yeah, you could probably college football.
He always deserves a mention when we're talking about hated college footballers.
Number 10 is Chris Sims.
Yeah.
AKA the quarterback born with the silver spoon in his mouth, never lived up to the hype at Texas, but he was given every opportunity by Mac Brown. He was just a little too plastic for a lot of fans. Oklahoma fans, though, sure loved him, writes this article.
A lot of Texas fans are talking about Michael Crabtree on the text right now.
Oh, I bet they hate Crabtree. Yeah,
Cam Newton
just ripped their hearts out.
Yeah,
Cam Newton was pretty hated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Number 9 is Kellen Winslow Jr.
Oh, gee.
Miami.
The soldier.
Oh, yeah.
Soldier boy.
I'm a soldier.
Wow.
After the Tennessee loss in 2003. Yeah.
Wasn't he all lubed up in a car at one point?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He did something.
Yo.
I think he was naked and exposing himself to an old lady.
Wildin', bro.
Yeah, it was weird. It was a bizarre story. He had to be on something.
He's not one of those guys that we look back on and are like, hey, I can't believe we hated on him.
No. It got worse. It got worse with him.
No, he gave us reason to.
Terrell Pryor. We hated on Terrell Pryor. All he did was get some tattoos, bro.
Yeah.
We was
jumping
down his throat. Yeah. Oh, you got to know better, son.
Number 8 is
Dude's
Deion.
Like me telling him that, right, Lucius?
Yeah.
You got to know better. Number 8.
Hold this opportunity, man.
Deion comes in next.
Deion Sanders?
Yeah, Neon Deion. And I guess people probably just didn't like him because, he was loud and
flashy.
Yeah, he's kind of set a new trend, though.
Manti Te'o's getting texted in.
Oh, come on.
We didn't hate Manti Te'o, did we?
People,
we felt sorry for him, didn't we?
There was a time period where we thought he was in on the whole thing, and so he got a ton of hate.
There was
a lot of hindsight tells a completely different story, and now he's a sympathetic figure.
Yes.
And he's crushing. He's all over television now with the NFL Network and whatnot.
Yeah, Good Morning Football.
7 is Terrell Pryor, Lucius.
Yeah, we tore him up, man. Poor kid.
6 is Marcus Vick from Virginia Tech.
No, he earned it. He's earned it.
Yeah.
And I see photos of Michael Vick out there at Norfolk State, saying getting the team together, and you see Marcus Vick in the background. And I'm saying, no, don't do this. Stop it.
Is he coaching?
Get him away from the program respectfully, bro.
He's the what not to do coach.
Oh, my God. Stay away from
Marcus. Bad example.
I just remember the middle finger incident that took place where he flipped the bird to, was it the road fans or maybe his own fans?
I think it was his own fans.
Coming off the field or whatever.
He's got a rap sheet, dog.
He does.
Just Google isn't my kid's got, scary stuff.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of legal infractions.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Lot. Top 5 most disliked players in college football history. 5 is Tebow, Brian.
Oh.
I mean, he's polarizing.
I'm reading Vic's rap sheet right now.
Got him.
Yeah, rattle it off.
Do you want me to?
I would like to.
I don't know. Just look it up.
There's some wild stuff.
Yeah, just look it up. I don't want to go into it.
Some of the stuff sticks with you for life.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Don't. Yeah, just look at it.
4 is Cam Newton. You're not an Auburn fan. Yeah, probably people all don't like Cam Newton. 3, Johnny Manziel. Johnny Football. 2 is Maurice Clarett.
Oh, yeah.
See, that was when he came in on a 30 visit, I was his host. And I found him
he's a good dude.
Charming. I really did.
Yeah.
He was a nice guy. Now, he is not the brightest guy.
Oh.
But he is. But he is. Well, neither am I. But so that's why I guess they paired us up.
Let's put these two idiots together.
Yeah, a couple of dumb guys talking to each other.
Hope y'all had a babysitter together.
He'll be fine.
I'll tell you what, though. He was super honest about his time at Ohio State. I mean, I was driving with him back from the airport, and I was asking him questions about playing.
Because he was trying to get to the league quicker than he was supposed to.
Yeah, he got. Yeah, he fought the NCAA when they weren't ready to fight.
I guess he yelled at some assistants and school officials, and then he gets kicked out of the school. Then he tried unsuccessfully to enter the draft early.
Yeah, exactly.
Because of the age thing.
He goes around talking to troubled youth now.
He does.
You got some knucklehead players on your squad?
Yeah.
Cleary's going to show up. Hey, man, don't be like me, bro.
He will. He'll show up like in his Ohio State Letterman jacket, you know?
Hey,
like,
what a great college aesthetic, though. It's rare for the number 13 as a running back to be looking like a badass.
He was a badass.
He was awesome,
gosh,
dude.
He was good.
He was hard to stop, man, that freshman year, for sure.
But number one, it is the Boz. Brian Bosworth coming in at number one with that slick back looking hair. The Boz was a polarizing figure. Courted attention and tickled people, or ticked people off.
What?
Didn't tickle anybody.
Didn't tickle anybody.
It'd be violent tickles.
He wasn't tickling. He was ticking people off. You had the mohawk.
He was tickling people off. It was one of the most legendary tickles of all time.
He's
a true tickle master.
Tickling him in the
best tickles. Elmo knows nothing on the Boz.
The ice cream bee.
He's tickling in the A-gap.
You had the positive steroid test, but
that was Dermeyer.
He was an absolute stud.
He was.
He was. So there's your Woolly Bully top 10 for today.
That was tickling.
It was tickling. Thank you very much. I hope everybody was as tickled as I just was. Let's go do some finest, though, shall
we?
Not
to the point where it's like all the way off, but it was pretty impressive. Football's finest. We do have a hated quarterback that is in the news that we're going to have to discuss. And Bill Belichick is also, he's taking shots. The pettiness is through the roof. The girlfriend stuff, this is ridiculous too. And we got some draft stuff for the fellas next year in the nation.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.